From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. While the leader of the Paris attacks, Abdelhamid Aboud, has been confirmed dead, the manhunt continues for Salah Absalom, who is believed to have helped carry out the attacks. Belgian authorities conducted 9 raids Thursday in several parts of Brussels and detained 9 people. Some of the homes that were searched were in the neighborhood of Molenbeek, where Abdeslam lived.
Nous devons la vérité aux Français.
Meantime, French Prime Minister Manuel Valls called Thursday that for France, facing a long war against those behind the attacks in Paris last week, which claimed at least 129 lives. Speaking on Thursday night, Valls said that the French people must be ready and give all their minds to win, and he said, "We will win, absolutely." U.S. House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly Thursday to pass a bill that would require top U.S. national security officials to certify that each individual migrant from Iraq and Syria is not a national security threat to the United States before granting them asylum. Republicans say the bill is in response to the urgent threat from the Islamic State group, as demonstrated in last week's terrorist attacks in Paris. President Obama says he will veto the bill if it makes it to his desk, saying it betrays core American values. For the first time in almost a quarter century, Somalia has an embassy in the United States. The former Somali embassy in Washington closed 24 years ago as Somalia descended into a civil war and chaos. U.S. formally recognized the current Somali government in 2013. This is VOA News. Two Palestinians attacked targeting Israelis killed 5 people on Thursday in one of the bloodiest days for Israel and a nearly 2-month-long wave of Palestinian stabbings and other attacks. A Jerusalem holy site known to Muslims as the Al-Aqsa Mosque and to Jews as the Temple Mount has been at the heart of the violence. The main Islamic organization in Israel has been behind a campaign alleging that Israel is trying to take over the site. Israeli officials have banned the organization, accusing it of inciting violence. Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard is set to be released from a U.S. prison today, but his desire to move to Israel will have to wait. 61-year-old Pollard, a former U.S. Navy Investigative Service civilian analyst, was sentenced to life in prison in 1987 after pleading guilty to selling classified information to Israel. He's expected to settle in the New York area while he spends at least the next 5 years on parole. He will be barred from traveling outside the country, including to Israel, without permission. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked the U.S. to allow Pollard to move immediately to Israel. State Prosecutor's Office in Bosnia said that it is investigating the killing of 2 Bosnian soldiers in Sarajevo in what was termed a terrorism case. One of the killed soldiers was a Muslim, the other was a Bosnian Serb. Speaking to reporters Thursday in Sarajevo, a spokesman for the State Prosecutor of Bosnia, Herzegovina, said the attack had been qualified as an act of terrorism. He said further investigation will reveal all the details regarding the case. Chinese security forces killed 28 so-called terrorists, according to state media, during a week-long search for those who carried out a deadly attack at a coal mine in the country's ethnically divided Xinjiang region. The report published today was the first official confirmation of the gruesome September 18 attack on the coal mine in Aksu Prefecture, which officials said killed 16 people, including 5 policemen. Following the attack, the assailants fled to the nearby mountains, prompting a massive manhunt that lasted 56 days and involved the assistance of around 10,000 people. And the UN General Assembly has asked members on Thursday, particularly Britain, South Africa, and the U.S., to turn over any information that might have on the death of Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld in 1961. He died in a plane crash, brokering a ceasefire in Africa, a breakdown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.